1280 AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. New Hampshire voters exercising their franchise today in the nation's first primary. ABC's Eva Pilgrim is at one polling location in Londonderry.
Steady flow. It is packed full of people in here now. They've been bringing their children with them. You know, these New Hampshire voters take this job, the first in the nation primary, very seriously. So they historically have that high turnout. And the weather's good here today. So there's not really anything keeping them from coming to the polls.
Donald Trump with a double-digit polling lead against his only remaining Republican opponent, Nikki Haley. The most deadly attack yet on Israeli troops, just as reports were emerging of a ceasefire proposed by Israel. Two dozen IDF soldiers killed in separate incidents. American and British forces carried out another round of joint airstrikes against Iran-backed militants in Yemen. Senators say they're getting closer, but still no deal on a U.S.-Mexico border deal that would unlock a broader national security package on aid to Ukraine and Israel. This is ABC News. Facial recognition technology misidentifies a robbery suspect. Now, that man is suing.
Security video from Sunglass Hut was put through facial recognition software, and the police were told,
"You can stop your investigation. We have your guy."
Harvey Eugene Murphy Jr. was identified as the robber, despite being in California at the time of the holdup. Murphy's lawyer, Daniel Dutko, says the 61-year-old was later arrested in Texas. Before he was cleared of the Sunglass Hut robbery, he was assaulted in jail.
He's very upset, and he's traumatized by everything that happened.
And Murphy is suing for $10 million. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Groundhog Day is next week. That's when Punxsutawney Phil will emerge and predict whether we'll have an early spring or if we'll have to endure six more weeks of winter. But now PETA, the animal rights group, is calling for a change. They want to send a giant gold coin to replace the famous groundhog, saying Phil's predictions are just as reliable as a coin toss. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says Wisconsin is in a good position fiscally as he delivers his State of the State address tonight. Wisconsin has a projected $4 billion budget surplus. The speech will air tonight at 7 on many Civic Media radio stations. Republican state lawmakers are fast-tracking a bill to put an abortion ban after 14 weeks to a binding statewide referendum in April. But even abortion opponents have misgivings. Jack Hoogendyke is with Wisconsin Family Action.
93% of abortions occur before the 13th week of pregnancy. To prohibit abortion at 14 weeks is virtually meaningless.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. If it passes, Governor Evers is likely to veto it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks have fired their head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks announcing today that 49-year-old Adrian Griffin is out as the team's head coach just 43 games into his first season in Milwaukee. Griffin hired last June to replace Mike Budenholzer. The announcement a surprise since the team has an overall record of 30-13, 3.5 games behind Boston at the top of the Eastern Conference. ESPN analyst and former player Kendrick Perkins.
The writing has been on the wall since the start of the season. Right, when you look at the Bucks' defense, it has been horrible. And the fact of the matter is that Adrian Griffin never had a voice and never had the locker room from the start of training camp. And now we're seeing this happen, which is still surprising.
The Bucks rank in the bottom 10 for defensive play. The word is the team may be interested in 62-year-old Doc Rivers, a former Marquette player, as a replacement. Again, the Bucks firing their head coach today, Adrian Griffin, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Fall, I pass a smile. Jack, How do you keep a radio station in suspense?
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go. You try to give way as the sweat pours out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Here I am on the road again. There I
Welcome to Jack FM's Express Checkout.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
For some children, a single surgery can turn an untreated cleft into a smile for life. But at Smile Train, we understand that most children need a little extra care. They need medical, dental, and emotional resources to grow healthy and strong, to express themselves clearly, and to navigate all of life's challenges so that their smiles light up the room as brightly as possible. Visit SmileTrain.org to learn how Smile Train is supporting the cleft community with lifelong smiles.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, some areas of fog and flurries. There could be some patchy freezing mist. Low temperatures into the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, scattered flurries, patchy drizzle, foggy areas again, clouds and highs in the mid-30s. Couple of showers in upper 30s Thursday. Currently 29 degrees.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM comes with a free ice cream party.
Saw her face. I'm a believer.
1031 Jack FM, playing what we want.
Don't!
Register with Jack FM now and get your first bunch of songs in a row for free.
What you want kills rock. Long live paper.
Paperback.
And scissors.
Days are over. You don't have to say a word.
Jack FM will now let someone else do the talking, since they paid for it.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, some areas of fog and flurries. There could be some patchy freezing mist. Low temperatures into the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, scattered flurries, patchy drizzle, foggy areas again, clouds and highs in the mid-30s. Couple of showers in upper 30s Thursday. It's 28 degrees right now.
103.1.
Jack Crazy FM. Crazy delicious.
dollars. Her diary sits by the bedside table. The curtains are closed, the cat's in her cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me?
On payday loans. 866-930-JACK.
To me and my drink. one more drink before I think. I'm looking too desperately, but so far has not been fun. I should just stay home. If one thing really means one, this club will hopefully be closed in 3 weeks. That would be cool with me. Well, I'm still imagining a dark lit place, or your place, or my place. Well, I'm not paralyzed, but I seem to be struck by you. I wanna make you move, because you're standing still. If your body matches what your eyes can do, you'll probably move right through me on my way to you. You move because you're standing still. If your body matches what your eyes can do, you'll probably move right through me on my way to you.
There ain't room enough in this channel for the both of us.
As long as If Jack FM had only listened to our parents, we wouldn't be living with them right now.
Contagious education.